Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's October 15th, and I'm wearing a Chicago White Sox New Era 5950 purchased in store at Lids. This is the Independence Day 2024 cap worn by the team on July 4th. Even this patriotic colorway wasn't enough to help this year's Sox avoid setting a modern era record for number of losses. But today we're here to celebrate the Pale Hose, because on this date in 1917, they knocked off the New York Giants to win their second World Series title. And while they'd go to the Fall Classic again just 2 years later, we all know how that turned out, the best-known play from the 17 series occurred in that deciding game made by a guy whose career would end 2 years later due to game-fixing, but not as a member of the White Sox. In the fourth inning that day at the Polo Grounds, with Eddie Collins on third and shoeless Joe Jackson on first, Happy Felsch, a future Black Sox exile, hit a one-hopper back to pitcher Rube Benton. Benton threw to third baseman Heinie Zimmerman, who chased Collins toward the plate, delivering the ball to catcher Bill Raridan. Collins changed direction as Raridan threw back to Heinie. Collins flipped again with Heinie chasing him, all the way to and through home plate, because neither Benton nor first baseman Walter Hulk did their job circling into the rundown rotation. Heinie was loudly and roundly ridiculed, but the guy had no choice. There was literally nobody to throw to other than maybe umpire Bill Clem. Just 5 years earlier as a Cub, Zimmerman had won the NL Triple Crown, but once his game-fixing efforts became known, he was ostracized. His career finished in 1919.